So we looked at last time the history of evolution, and now we're looking at Darwin skeptics today. And these are the topics we'll be discussing as we go through this. It's quite a bit. This one's a little shorter today. I'm hoping to finish it today. But Darwin skeptics today, and that's a statue of Charles Darwin. I like this is a good picture here. Evolution is a fact. I will not question evolution, and that's the attitude that's foisted out there. You pretty much have to accept it. It doesn't matter if it lines up with the evidence or not. It really doesn't. In spite of the 150 years of onslaught of Darwinism, by God's grace, the rejection of Darwinism is still widespread. The majority of people still reject Darwinism, except it's just pumped down our throats, and you're made to look like you're the weirdo if you don't believe it. That's just the reality that we live in. I believe we can explain this by the fact that there are two parallel programs operating in the world today. The devil's program, 2 Thessalonians 2:7. Paul wrote this, he said, "For the mystery of iniquity doth already work." It's already at work, the mystery of iniquity. It's already at work in his day. "Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. But that mystery of iniquity doth already work." That's the devil's program. He does everything in mysteries. He wants to hide everything. Nothing's out in the open with the devil. It's all. That's why you get into all this, you know, New Age and the Masons and things like that. And these mystery religions are called that on purpose, because as you get to the next level, they reveal a little bit more to you. You get to the next level, they reveal a little bit more to you. By the time at the end, if you're studying with the Masons anyway, that they eventually reveal to you that we're worshiping the devil. But that's not like common mainstream knowledge. That's like ex-Masons have come out and said that type of stuff. So it's the mystery of iniquity. That's how he works. God puts everything wide out in the open. He says, "Hey, just let it be known from the rooftop. Just let it be known. And just say it." And that's how God works. God's program. I like this, Acts 1:8. "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you." And get this, it's not in the hiding, it's not in the dark. "And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." God's not hiding it. He says, "You're going to be a witness to me. You're going to be a witness for me." That's how God wants to do it. Two different programs. According to recent research, there's an estimated 113,000 Darwin skeptic scientists and academics in the United States alone. And that's from this report right here, "How Religious Are America's Colleges, College and University Professors." There's 113,000 Darwin skeptics within academia. This report is reported in the study I just mentioned right there from 2006. A Gallup poll in America in 2012 says that 46% of Americans are young earth creationists. Okay, that's where we would fall in line. Okay, that roughly 6,000 years ago, God created everything we see. Okay, that's where I would fall in line. I don't know where you fall in line. That's where I would fall in line, okay? And I believe that's what the Bible teaches based on the evidence and what's written down in the Word of God. 32% believe in theistic evolution. Okay, basically they're not rejecting that there's a God. They're saying there's some type of God that kicked it all off and used evolution. Now that at least, I can at least respect that, because that's at least using common sense to say that there's no way all this just happened by absolutely nothing. Something had to start this. I can at least respect that opinion. But if you add those up, what is that? That's going to be 78% of people believe that something created everything and at least at the very least just kicked it off and got it going. 78%. 15% believe in Darwinian naturalistic evolution. Atheism, in other words, is what it's implying. A poll in Britain in 2006 said less than half believe in evolution. And Britain, by no means, is a Christian nation. They were at one time. But less than half believe in evolution. 40% believe that intelligent design should be taught in schools. 40% of people believe that. Okay? That intelligent design should be taught in schools. Why? Because it's viable. It's backed up by evidence. The Land of Israel, it says, a Samuel Nieman Institute poll in Israel in 2006, 59% believe creation is stated in the Torah, what the book of Genesis, essentially. 28% believe in evolution. There's Jewish organizations that hold to creation. They include the Association of Orthodox Jewish Scientists. There's some Jewish PhDs who hold to creation, include Morris Goldman, Edward Simon, Nathan, Aviezer, I don't know if I'm saying these right, Lee Spentner, Yaakov, Hanukkah, I don't know how to say that, Gerald Schroeder. Dr. Jerry Bergman compiled a public list of 3,000 Darwin skeptics, including about a dozen Nobel Prize winners. You can go to that website and look it up. It is there, but it's just a huge name, a list of names, okay? But it is there. I looked at it. Bergman has a PhD in biology and a PhD in measurement and evaluation, maintained a 4.0 average in both doctorates. Now, I don't care what you think about education or whatnot. That's hard to do right there, to maintain a 4.0. That's not easy in two doctorates. Okay. Bergman also has a private list of about 1,000 names of persons who don't want their names on a public list because of real concerns over possible retaliation or harm to their careers. And that's legitimate because people have lost their jobs. Again, I recommend you watch the movie No Intelligence Allowed, I think, by somebody help me. What's the guy's name? I said it last time. Ben Stein. Is it called No Intelligence Allowed? Expelled. Thank you, somebody. Help me. Expelled. Look that up. It's good. And it documents this type of stuff. 1,000 names of professors he has, but they don't want their name on a list. There's a scientific descent from Darwinism webpage published by Discovery Institute. You can find it at discovery.org. As of December 2014, it's been signed by about 840 scientists. Descent from Darwinism. It says, we are skeptical of claims for the ability of random mutation and natural selection to account for the complexity of life. Careful examination of the evidence for Darwinian theory should be encouraged. What are they saying? At least examine the evidence for it. Encourage that, but they don't. Any questioning of it is put down. That's why these 1,000 other names that man had, they didn't want their name on a public list. Because, what, you're going to lose your job. And it's happened. And by the way, that might not be Christians getting their heads cut off. And some of those people might not even be Christians, but they at least have enough sense to say something designed all this and started it, and they're rejecting Darwinism. But that is persecution, even if we're not losing our heads for it. And that's just how it's going to start. I mean, incrementalism. It's not just going to be one day it's completely outlawed. And that's what you can see happening in our country anyway, just the direction that we're going. We're incrementally getting worse, and we're incrementally losing our rights. I know some people are... You know, it drives me crazy that some people are so pro-police and so pro-government that they can't see anything wrong that government or police do. Because there is wrong that they do. I mean, you're crazy if you think not. I don't know how many of you saw the video of the man that was shot up there in the Sandia Mountains about 2 years ago. But I don't know how you argue. That looked like murder to me. That's all I saw it as. A cold-blooded murder. Whether they were wearing a badge or not. And some people might not like that. I know I got a lot of preacher friends might not like that I said that, but that's the fact of the matter. That's what it is. And I mean, I don't think the majority of police are bad. I think the great majority are great, and I'm thankful for them. But there are some bad ones. And I know some people that are so blind to the fact that there's going to be corruption even in pulpits or in the police or in government that they reject all of it. And something that just, it personally bothers me is that, you know, this whole thing with Hillary Clinton, this email scandal that she's letting out classified information, the Democrats are all okay with it. They say, oh, she didn't do anything wrong, except it's proved that she did something wrong and she should be facing charges for that treason. I mean, we used to hang traitors, just to let you know. Traitors used to be hung and shot. I'm just letting you know what we used to do with traitors. Okay? But they're willing to overlook that, and the Republicans want to crucify her. Okay, but flip it. If it was a Republican, it'd be the exact opposite. I'm not for either way. Let's do what's wrong. Let's deal with what's wrong and make them face consequences. But there's Republicans or conservatives that whatever a conservative does, it's okay. And they don't ever have to face up to the law for what they've done wrong, but the Democrats would be all over them. And it switches back and forth depending on who's involved in the scandal. And that's wrong. And Christians get involved in this stuff and they start picking sides based on if there's an R in front of their name or a D in front of their name. That's ridiculous. Let's use some wisdom and have some discernment and judge things based on right or wrong. All right, that was my rant for now. There might be more. But they're asking for careful examination of the evidence for Darwinian theory, and it should be encouraged, not discouraged, which it's discouraged right now. The Christian Research Society membership consists of more than 600 men and women who hold advanced degrees and who are committed to biblical creationism. So why are we even looking at this? Because they're going to say that, oh, nobody believes that. No thinking person believes that. Richard Dawkins is going to especially be the one to blast that and put that out there. But it's not true. No thinking person rejects that there's some sort of creator. Common sense tells you there has to be. It blows me away. I may try and put the video together. I don't know if it's in this information we're looking at or not, but I may just pull the video and put the video up of Richard Dawkins. It's in that that movie by Ben Stein. I forgot the name already. Expelled. It's in that. You can see the interview of him in that. And basically saying, well, it could be aliens. What in the world? Because he just keeps questioning, well, how did it all get here? He said, well, maybe an alien life, you know, life form came and put us here, and they're just more evolved than we are. That's still intelligent design, by the way. Something smart had to come and do it. Anyway. But that's what they're willing to go to. Why? Because they love their sin. So they can reject the word of God. Because if there is a creator, then they're accountable to him. And no, that can't be. So we're looking at all this to see that there are thinking people, so-called, you know, scientists that believe in creation. The Korea Association of Creation Research membership includes 450 scientists, 150 of them with PhDs. He's got a book by David Cloud, Scientists Who Believe the Bible, contains the testimonies of 84 PhD scientists that hold a six-day creation. And that's the end of